recorded live by jml.org.au.
We're up to that from Dalit Ahmed Aleph, and yeah. Inu Kiman Savrua, who do they hold like? They say that even not only Motzei Shabbos, Ula Rabbah said that not only Motzei Shabbos, you do Boy Remember Age, but also on Yom Kippur. Who do they follow? They follow Kihod Rabbi Yomim by Yefes. They follow Rabbi Yomim on Yefes. Amr Rabbi Yechon, name Rabbi Yechon. That Mevorkin our Ur, you also make a bracha on the fire, Bain bin Motzei Shabbos and Bain bin Motzei Yom Kippur. Not only Motzei Shabbos, also Motzei Yom Kippur, you make a bracha as well. And that's how the people conduct themselves outside. Mesa, last year question, you were saying that you do Motzei Yom Kippur as well. It says in the Braisa, you don't make a bracha on the fire, only Motzei Shabbos. And the reason is, that's when other magicians figured out how to take two flint stones and rub them together and make a fire by divine inspiration. And that's why we make a bracha every Motzei Shabbos. But the Shenkin seems clear from here, but you don't make a bracha and any other time. Not on Motzei Yom Kippur as well. One opinion says as soon as you see the fire, you make a bracha straight away. And no, you organize that all the bracha should be by Havdalah. But either way, it's only Motzei Shabbos, not Motzei Yom Kippur. And the same Rabbi Yochanan that you're saying believes that you also make a bracha Motzei Yom Kippur says, Halach Rabbi Yehuda? Sounds like that what? Entitled Rabbi Yehuda that only Motzei Shabbos. So, no, like Kasha. There's two kinds of fires. Kan be'ur she'shavas, kan be'ur ha'yitzim and ha'yitzim avonim. The reason why we make a fire in Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur are two very different reasons. Motzei Shabbos is because that's when it was created. Motzei Yom Kippur is because since on Yom Kippur you are not allowed to turn on a fire. So therefore, on Motzei Yom Kippur, we turn the fire on as if it was just created. But therefore, on Motzei Yom Kippur, on Motzei Shabbos, we can strike a match, light a fire, and make a bracha. It's not like Birchas Hanenin, because Birchas Hanenin is only when you have Hanoah directly internally, but it's Birchas Hashvach. On the other hand, Motzei Yom Kippur, if you strike a match and light it, doesn't show in any way that this fire had to rest. We need to use a fire that was lit before Yom Kippur, or if it was lit on Yom Kippur, dafke for a chayla sheyesh b'sakonis, it was allowed to be lit. So then this fire shows that this fire couldn't have been lit on Yom Kippur, and now we can light it after Yom Kippur. So a fire that comes from wood and from rocks, you cannot use on Motzei Yom Kippur. Tony Chada, yeah.
So
the expression of the Hanoah is the fact that I wasn't able to strike a match. I was not allowed to turn on the fire on Yom Kippur. So the Machlekes is a shayin, so the Shabbos have both reasons, only one reason. And then the Achreinim try to say what's enough min halacha. Because Shabbos L'Chedi have both reasons. Sai Urge Shabbos, and Sai, you have the idea of that's when it was created. But from the Gemara, it sounds like there's only one reason for Shabbos and one reason for Yom Kippur. So, into the Shein is Machlekes. Rabban says that both reasons are the same. Sorry?
Don't we compare Yom Kippur to Shabbos thing so that it's got all the sanctions of Shabbos?
It does, but these are Rabbanans there. This is symbolism. So, it's a different idea. These are all the Rabbanans. We'll see later. There's actually a Mishnah in Megillah about this. Let's continue. Tani Chada b'lino b'raisa ura yoytzim and eitzim fire that goes out from the wood and minavon and stone of orchle do make a bracha. But Tani Chada aim of orchle and love you don't make a bracha. What's going on? Again, like Kashi. Come Motzei Shabbos, come Motzei Kippur. Motzei Shabbos you can strike up a new fire. And Motzei Kippur you can't. Rebbe Mefazon, Rebbe would make a bracha on any of these things as soon as he saw, for example, he saw the fire, he made a bracha on the fire, he saw this, made a bracha on this. And Abchiyah Mekansan. Abchiyah used to gather them all together on Havdalah. And all of Yitzchak Abdimi, Afa Pish Rebbe Mefazan, even though Rebbe himself, as soon as he saw fire, he made Bernu Eish, as soon as he saw Psalm, he made Psalm. Nevertheless, Choyze Vesodin Alakais. Nevertheless, he reorganized them on a cup, Kedei Lohitzi Bonavale Beisai, in order to be made to his family. And interesting, because it says if you make Havdalah, you can't really make Havdalah again for your wife. Because there's a whole Shaila if a woman is Chayiv and Havdalah, and therefore to make another Havdalah for her, maybe. That's why it says clearly that you should not be Yotze Havdalah. Here Rebbe was sort of made these brachas, but maybe he didn't make the Havdalah part, he only made the Barim and Eish and the thing. And when he made Havdalah for his family, which he didn't hear yet, he then made the brachas of Barim and Eish and all that. There's a whole chakir of women also have a mitzvah of Barim and Eish. Yeah. Whatever he saw, it just happened to be whatever he saw. Well, you would bump into fire a lot more readily than you'd bump into some. Are you telling me Urbi Matzai Shabbat? If I was created Matzai Shabbat, Vatanya, we learned clearly, I saw the body, and there were 10 things. Nivru better Shabbat, that were created ahead of Shabbat. Bein Hashmosh, Twilight, Elohim, these are the Be'ed of Miriam, the well of Miriam, the Hamon, the Mon that was given was created ahead of Shabbat. The Keshes, and the rainbow. Ksav u'michtev. Rashi has two pshatim. Ksav u'michtev. Ksav, according to the first pshat of Rashi, means the names of the letters, and michtev is the form of the letters. And the second pshat of Rashi is that ksav means the form of the letters, and michtev is the ability to write the letters through and through the stone, the nes, because the samach and the mem were b'nes hoya aimdim, that ability. The haluchas and the luchas which David himself made, the kivra shall Moshe ben his cave, which nobody knows where it is. Umara and the cave shall ben Moshe, when David should pass by, it says he put him in the nikras atzud, he put him in the cleft of the rock. In there, and Elio, let me just move it a little bit. That's right, you can sit there. Yeah, of course. Just put it on the table. Yeah, why not put it on the table? Yehuda, here. You might have to hear. Try to move up closer. Okay. Oh, the back to the good old days. Okay. And with Nundal and Aleph, five lines into the white lines. Then it says, Umara Shalom Moshe, the cave that Moshe was standing, Eliyo and Eliyo. Elio as well, when he was in the cave there and hiding, psichas piyasa, in the opening of the mouth of the donkey, psichas piyaras, and the fisher in the ground, to live lo yaseh shayin swallow shayim. All of these things were created in twilight. That Nechemya oimim meshum aviv and Nechemya his father Afur also fire was created erev Shabbos bein hashmashes. So what he tell me was created mitzvah Shabbos. Says clearly in the Braisa that on Nechemya that was created bein hashmashes and vahapeded. The mule, don't think that the mule came about later. The Eibishter created the first mule, the donkey and the horse. If the first mule came from the ground, did not come from a combination of a horse and a donkey. It was created from the ground. And Abiyeshi Amashimaviv Afa Ayil, also the ram that was found by the Akedah, and the Shamir, the worm that was used in the base in the Mizbech. Rabbi Yehuda, and Yehuda adds, Afa Tevas, also the tongues. Hu Yaimim, what's his reason? Kutsafta, Bitsafta, Mizabda. How do you make a pair of tongues? You have to be able to put it in the furnace, and how do you hold on to it? You have to have the tongues to hold on to it. No, but you don't have the tongues in the first place. How do you do that? Bitsafta Kamaisa Manovit, who made the first tongues? Hala Bevide Shemayim, must be the very first tongues were made by the Abishta. Oh, my lady, said to him, what's the raya? Efshe yasena betfus, you can have a mold. And the kliena, make a mold of the tongues and melt the metal into this mold, it shall look like a tongues. And kiven holav ben adami. And therefore, it's not necessarily, it wasn't created, it could be done by man as well. Anyway, what do we see from the bottom line? What do we see from all this? We see that fire was created not by person, but was created by the Eibishter out of Shabbos. What tell me, a Maisa that Motzei Shabbos we do our marriage to remember the fire that was created on Motzei Shabbos? And for the Gemara, Halei Kasha, that doesn't bother us. There's a difference: our fire and the fire of Gehenim. Urdi don our fire in Matzah Shabbos. That's what Bar Meresh is. Urdi Gehenna Beru Shabbos. Gehenna, that's Eru Shabbos. Freddy Gemara, you're telling me Urdi Gehenna Beru Shabbos, even that fire of Gehenna was created on Friday. But Tanya, we learned Shiva Dvarim, there were seven things, Nibiru Kaidu, Nibiru created before the world was created. Ve'elahen, these are they, Teide, and Shuva, and Gan Eden, and Gehenim. Kisei HaKovah, the base of Migdash, and Shemoy Shal Mashiach. Every time we talk about Mashiach, we always use the expression Shemoy Shal Mashiach. Teide, the Chsiva says, Hashem Kanani, Eivishte acquired, Reishis Darkai, this is the first pact that the Eivishte took. That means the first thing was created was Teide, Shuva, the Chsiva, Betedim Hardi, Lord, before the mountain was created. The Chsiva says, Toshav Enzo Darkai, Toshav Enzo Darkai, Toshav Enzo Darkai, Toshav Enzo Darkai, Toshav Gan Eden, the Chesiva says, "Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'Eden Mikedem," all the way in the beginning. So again, we see that it was created first. And Gehenna, the Chesiva says, "Ki Aruch prepared me'etmo yastei tifta," which is the Gehenna. And Kisei covered the base of Midrash. It says the Chesiv. It says the pasuk, "Kisei covered Morim Merishon and Mokdim Midrashenu." So we see that's Morim, that's all and Merishon, all the way from the beginning. You have already the Kisei covered and Midrashenu. So this is before the world was created. Shmoy Shal Mashiach, the Sivet said, Yishmoy La'olam, Lifnei Shemesh, Yanishmoy. Before even the sun was created, already Yanishmoy, we already had the name Yanan from Mashiach. So Lachayda received me that Gehenna was already prepared before. What did you tell me it was created? Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes says the Gemara, Chalala, the space where Gehenna is going to be, and we had in Gemara before that Gehenna is in Shalayim, who the Nivra Koydim, Shenivra Eilam, that was created first. Abba Ur today, its fires, the furnaces, is Be'erev Shabbos, was created on Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara, you tell me the fire began to create an Erev Shabbos. But Tanim Lebi says, the light or the oil that the fire, the light or the fire that the fire created on Monday ain't like kvil, it can never be extinguished. And why can't it be extinguished? Obviously, we're talking about the fire of Gehenna. So the fire of Gehenna was also created on the second day and not on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. So what was created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes must be ordinary fire. So what are we celebrating with Erev Shabbos? It says in the Pasuk, they went out, they saw all these carcasses, Yotzvaro, Pigyanosh, they saw all these carcasses, Hapaych of the sinners. The worms, the bodies will decompose, will never stop. And the Isham Loisichbe, and their fires will never get extinguished. The Gehenim will never be extinguished. In other words, the fires already existed. Why doesn't it say it's every day the Eibishter observed his creation? He said, Kitav, how good it is. When it came to the Monday, he didn't make the comment how good it was. You know why? You know what was created on Monday? Fire of Gehenim. Wasn't that good. So the Eibishter didn't say Kitav. So what's going on? On the Friday, when the Abishah said he saw everything that he made, and he was good, she never said, I call out Shirasa, including what he did Monday. It was very good. So it was included already. So what's going on here? So the Gemara explains like this. Ela Chalala, the chamber where Gehenna is going to be, Kaden Shinibra was created before it was created. V'ur did they, it's fire, B'Shem Shabbos on Monday. V'ur did done our fire, B'machshava, in thought, Allah Libarer Shabbos, thought about it, Erev Shabbos, so B'Koyach was already created Friday. Allah Nivra Metzah Shabbos, was created until Metzah Shabbos, like the world, was thought about it in Nisan, but he created physical tissue, as Tesla explains in Rosh Hashanah. The time we learn, Rabbi Yisrael Mishnei Dvarim Al Shalim Bar Beru Shabbos. The two things they thought about creating it before Shabbos. The Nivra Mitzvah Shabbos. The point wasn't great on Mitzvah Shabbos. Uva Mitzvah Shabbos. Nosan Hakadosh Baruch Hu Day About Edition. He gave us some inspiration. Ain't Du Mishal Mila. Similar to what the Eibishter wanted. The Hevi Shnei Avanim. He brought two stones. V'Tochan. Even said V'Tochan on. It's V'Tochan. Zu B'Zu. He rubbed the two flint stones against each other. The Yotzim and Ur and fire. Now, how in the world would other Rishonim think of to take two stones and rub them against each other and create fire? We never knew fire existed. This is divine inspiration. The Havishtei Behemoth, he brought two animals. The Hikiv Zubazu, the Yotzman Pettit. So, not like in the previous day on the Chemi, who said the Abishah created a pettit, a mule, from the ground. No, it was by the human hand. But who did it? Oh, the Marishan did it. And it was a divine inspiration. The Abishah wanted him to do it, even though there's a climb. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel says, no, a third opinion. This mule, Pettit Bimei Anahoya, it was devised by this guy called Anna. What do we know about Anna? Shnemer, it says in the Pasuk, it says, who Anna, this is the Anna, when it describes the children of Ben Tzivan, it says, this is Anna, Ashemotza, that he found as Ayemim, the mule, Bemidbar. And so therefore, when we found, he found him, he created him, he's the one who came up with this climb. And we have a saying, those people who used to darshan the cryptic psukim, say, Anna apostle, Anna so was a mamzer. And the fichah hevi apostle, he brought a climb, he brought a apostle of the world, because he took a horse and a donkey, and he made them together, which is not allowed to be to climb. So he was the best candidate to do this. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, I know he was a mamzer. It says in the Pasuk, Eile b'nei Soir HaChayri, these are the children of Soir HaChayri. And it mentions over there, Tzivan and Anna. So Tzivan and Anna were the children of Seir HaChayri, and they were obviously brothers. And another Pasuk says, Tzivan says, Eile b'nei Tzivan, these are children of Tzivan, and it mentions Ayiv Anna, that Anna was a son of Tzivan. One Pasuk is a brother of Tzivan, another Pasuk is a son of Tzivan. And the Melamed Shabbat Tzivan Alim, Tzivan had a relation with his mother. And Bahimina had a son called Anu, who happened to be his brother. They both shared the same mother. So Tej already asked, how come he said the son of Seir HaChayri when he wasn't? And to say that Seir HaChayri, the stepfather, is called a father, it says we don't find any way that a stepfather is actually called a father. So why would he be called that? And Tej gives his shot. Ben Chogoy. Yeah, it doesn't say, it doesn't say Eila Hoylin. And Tej's answer is because he's a grandson of Seir HaChayri. If he was the son of Tzivan, and Tzivan was the son of Seir HaChayri, he was a grandson of Seir HaChayri, and therefore, Bnei Bonim had Ein Kibon. So that's why you can tell the grandchildren like children, that's why we can say. What's the Raiv? What's the Raiv? The Mamzer, maybe the two others. A nephew and an uncle can't have the same name. I'm about to say something now. The Shavar Malka, the king at that time was called Shavar Malka. The king himself, Omer didn't say it. I'm going to say a powerful thing. Uman is Shmuel. Shmuel is like the king. Why is Shmuel like the king? Because the king is, you always have to follow the king. The halacha, when it comes to Dini Mamnis, is always like Shmuel. And therefore, he calls Shmuel Shavar Malka. Ikidam, others say, I'm going to pop out. Meaning, Miss Alice is on the Shavar Malka Lama, that Shavar Malka say, Amani Rabba. Rabba is called Shavar Malka because halacha is always like him, except six places, Yalka Gam, against the Bayah. Omakra, the pasuk says, "Hu ana." This is the same ana. What do you mean? This is the same ana. Hu ana the mikara. The same ana I mentioned before about the children of Seir Achayim. So that's how we know. Tell me what we learned. Asara Dvarim Nivru Bereshit Shabbos. There were 10 things created Friday. Night Ben Ashmat Twilight. Beilein. We had before Beir the Brunin the well. The mon. They catch the rainbow. Haksava Michtav. The letters and the implements to use the letter to write in the luchas, our luchas, kiblush of Moshe, the grave of Moshe, umarish of Moshe, and the marish of Moshe, and the cave that Moshe Rabbeinu stood, Elio, and Elio, psichas pias, and opening the mouth of the donkey, psichas piaret, opening the mouth of the ground. Leave loyas a shine to swallow, to show him, the yesh, I mean, those say, af makloy shel Aaron, also the stick of Aaron, and shkedeo proche, and also them, the almonds, and the blossoms, all that was already created now. The koyach, the yeshem afa mazikin, also the mazikin also the shadim, also created shadim malachim between men, people and malachim, and these shadim were created before Shabbos, and then the Eibishah didn't put their body on. Now the shadim have malachim, the four yesedis, esh mayim ruach afra, malachim have only two, have esh and ruach, and they don't have the dense ones, which is the afar and the mayim, and that's why we're having more tshuvas that malachim we get malchus as well from Hashem. Because there still was something, and the shadim are in between. We had in the Gemara Chagiga. We'll have Gemara Chagiga that the shade is three things, like a person like a malach.
The malachim that they're going to have two things, or they have more
like. They have two elements, but they also shade is sort of in between. Like they were supposed to, it says so far, and they were supposed to be people, but they wished very finished Shabbos came in, couldn't finish the job, whatever that means, and therefore they stayed mazikin. But we'll see any more action end of Sachem a little bit about Shadim as well. Tell you my bite. Sorry? I forgot what it is. The Yeshem, I would say, Abidish Ladrishan, the famous clothing of Ladrishan had the form of all the animals on it, eventually was given to Nimrod. That also was created then. Tell you what we learned. Shivat Vadim, there are seven things, Mechusim and Adam, that are concealed from people, they lay, and the people don't really know what they are. First of all, Yerem Misha, the day we're going to die. We had it ready in Shabbos, that Dor Melech wanted to know, and he was not told when he would pass away. He only knew he would be on the Shabbos, didn't know when. And Yom HaNechama, the day when all your tzaddis once and for all will stop. We'll never know. The Oymek HaDin, the true depths of Din, many people make it. Rashi says that Horoiv Toimboy, most people make a mistake. Most people do not know the Oymek HaDin, the depths of the Halacha. Or Oymek HaDin can talk about the future, you know, what's going to be when Mashiach will come. No one really knows what's going on in the heart of your friend. No one really knows which business the Eibishter wants you to go, unless you go to a Rebbe. But on your own, you'll never know. Malchus based David Mosetasa. When Mashiach will come, no one really knows. Even though you have all these ketzim, but no one really knows. Malchus Chayev is Mosetichla. When will these oppressors once and for all stop their reign? We won't know that either. Talmud, we learned Gimel Dvar in three things. Olu b'machshava libaris. There were three things the Eibishter considered creating. V'im loy olu. But if they wouldn't be created, dinushi yalu. They have to be created anyway. Al hameshi yasriach. That every single dead body eventually should decompose. And that a mace should be forgotten from a person's heart, and Marmoy Cotton says after 12 months. And this planned obsolescence is something the Eibishter created, that everything should come inherently with obsolescence. Why? If a person, if the bodies wouldn't decompose, people would take the dead and put them in the living room and let them sit there forever and constantly remind themselves of the pain that of this person, that the person is no longer with them. And the mesh be stuck alive, otherwise people will always be in agony, they'll never be able to come back to themselves and move on. And that tvua should rot, because otherwise nobody will buy anything. Nobody's going to buy tvua. You need for business, for everything else, you need that it should be obsolescence. And the last thing is, the whole idea that they should come up with the idea that currency, not to barter, but to have currency, is an innovation from Hashem that he could have created, because if Arma Elijah don't have farms, how in the world are they going to make how are they going to buy anything? We need to be able to have, apart from barter, to have a currency. Mishnah. Those places that have a minute to work at Tisha B'Av, they can work. and Mokim Shinogu Shaloi Lassas Malacha Ein Oisim, but the meaning is not to work, you shouldn't work, because Havelis and Anobah is not allowed to work, so therefore Tisha B'Av is like Havelis, you shouldn't work, should be a distraction. Well, the whole Mokim, but everywhere, Tamil Cham B'Tan, Tamil Cham, if they want to, whether the meaning is not, they should not work on Tisha B'Av. Rashbag says, Lo Oilam Yasad Matzah Tavachachim, everyone should consider themselves Tavachachim, because what's the big deal? There's no Yoyura, there's no arrogance there, because all you're doing is not working. People, there are many lady gares, people who don't work, unemployed people don't work, so it's not so bad. Rashi in the Mishnah, the Chomok bein Nogu bein Lano Vazim Ingenat. Tamil Chomim v'Tei Mavlocha Aishim Nadev Shimon. Aminim. Don't say Merzaki. I look like you're arrogant. The Meratzel Levatul. If he wants Levatul to show, he can. Says the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Amar Shmuel Shmuel Ein Tainus Tzibur BeBubble. There's no Tainus public Tanaisim Bubble. Big Machlekes Shmuel. What does this mean? Ela Tisha Bubble Vav. Let's see how Rashi learns. What do you mean? There's no Tainus Tzibur Bubble. There were many causes for Tainus Tzibur. There was a lot of Tzaris. And especially if there's a drought. But the drought is stricter than all other Tanaisim regarding not working and fasting 24 hours. So that concept, that severity of a Tainus Tzibur did not exist in Bubble, because there was plenty of rain and plenty of water. Rashi. Ain't Tainus Bubble. Hoyol sins ain't tzichin l'ksham, they don't need rain. Im goyishin mal dover achet, any other cause for a Tainus, ain't choy mit Tainus Tzibur noig, but you're not able to stringe the Tainus Tzibur, lechol mit boyen, that you have to stop eating rain the day before, really awesome malach, and stop working. However, Shar Chumri Hamurish, all the Chumri that you find by Tainus Tzibur. The Rabban argues on Rashi, the Rabban says, Faket, other Tainus Tzibur are even stricter than Tainus Shamim. So one day, I forgot what tradition says, that the Pshat, the Ravid says it means that the people in Bubble were so weak, that and the ground was so cold, that you couldn't ask them to remove their shoes like by Tisha B'Av, except on Tisha B'Av, or you couldn't ask them to fast 24 hours because they didn't have the power, the strength, the capacity to fast. That's why ain't Tainus Tzibur BeBubble. So it's Dafke Bubble. The way Rashi learns, it's the whole Chutz La'aretz. The way the Ravid learns, only Bubble. And the Ramban learns the reason is because in order to declare a Tainus Tzibur, you can only do it if the Bezdin declares it. And only Bezdin that has the right to declare a Tainus Tzibur is in Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, he's talking about the entire Chutz La'aretz and ain't Tainus Tzibur, except Tisha B'Av, which was levied upon by the Chachamim for the whole world. Says the Gemara Vayta Lememra. So what does Shmuel say? That there's no Tainus, that Tisha B'Av, there is a Tainus Tzibur. Lememra, the Sava Shmuel, Tisha B'Av, Ben Hashmosh La'asad. That Tisha B'Av, Shmuel holds, that twilight is also asad. You're not allowed to eat from the night before, and including twilight, even though it's a suffix. And the question is, L'cheda, and the Shani already asked, if it's a suffix, why should it be asad? L'cheda, suffix, Rabbanon, Yom Kippur, we know Ben Hashmosh is asad, because suffix, Matel, L'chumra, but Tisha B'Av, Rabbanon. And yet, we can be machmen, they're not going to eat then. But I'm ask a question. You're telling me that Tisha B'Av was also the night before because he is a chomer. But Amar Shmuel, didn't Shmuel elsewhere say Tisha B'Av bein Hashmosh le'muti klus edes mutter Rashi bein Hashmosh le'asa ba'achila eating uv malach and working the machmida nalsveika with machmir kilamina b'tayin tzibur uShmuel k'mashrek Tisha B'Av b'tayin tzibur. Shmuel says that Tisha B'Av is like a tayin tzibur, except in a bubble we don't do it. But in other all other respects, Tisha B'Av is like a tayin tzibur, and we know tayin tzibur starts the day before bein Hashmosh sees working, sees eating. And L'chayda, he said elsewhere, that Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmosh is mutter, so it's not like a Tainus Tzibur. So a Tainus Tzibur actually comes out that it's stricter, that Ben Hashmosh, the twilight is awesome, Tisha B'Av mutter. Says Yom HaBayte, V'chi Teme, you want to say, Kesav HaShmuel, Shmuel holds cold Tainus Tzibur, every Tainus Tzibur. Maybe he holds all Tainus Tzibur Ben Hashmosh is mutter. Well, who said that he holds that all Tainus Tzibur Ben Hashmosh is awesome? Maybe he holds all Tainus Tzibur, twilight is mutter. And Tisha B'Av also is mutter, twilight, like any other Tainus Tzibur. You can't be, but not let me learn. Oichlin v'shoysin by Jamie. You can eat and drink during the day. Lemutimai. What mean during the day? To exclude what? La lemutim enosh mashes. To exclude twilight. So we don't eat by other times of twilight. That would mean also that Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to eat twilight. And yet he says that Tisha B'Av you're allowed to eat twilight. What's going on here, Rashi? Okay, Viting Motor, sorry. Loi no, lemutim mechashecha. By Jamie doesn't mean before twilight. It means before dark. And you're allowed to all Tanaisim, you're allowed to eat twilight, and so too in Tisha B'Av. Says you want a name, let's say I'll bring a proof to support this. Ain bein Tisha B'Av leYom HaKippur. The only difference between Tisha and Kippur is Elo Shazer Sveika Asav Zeh Sveika Mutter. Luchay, what do you mean? The suffix is Asav Sveika Mutter. My Sveika Mutter La Bein Hashmoshes. Yom Kippur Bein Hashmoshes not allowed to eat. Tisha B'Av Bein Hashmoshes you are allowed to eat. And if since Tisha B'Av according to Shmuel is similar to all Tainus Tzibur, that means that all Tainus Tzibur Bein Hashmoshes you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat, so therefore Tisha B'Av you're allowed to eat Ben Hashmosh. Anyone like no? Well, no proof whatsoever. Kedam and Shmuel personally might hold that you're allowed to eat Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmosh, but you can't bring a knife from the Braisa. What does the Braisa mean that Suffolk Tisha B'Av is mutter? Not talking about twilight, but what is he talking about? Kedam and Rav Shisha B'Av Avidi. Likviya the Yachav. You're not sure which day of the month it is. On Yom Kippur you have to be machmer to fast 2 days. On Tisha B'Av you don't know which day of the month it is. You only fast 1 day. Rashi, loy lemutter gezegen, waar hij haar wel als spreken, loy me machme, één been, tische bal, die gebeurde hem. Oké. Lechatchille kamer, maar die arbe, twee weken, dit is different, this is what we say, it's not different, this is what we give it to him, lechatchille, maar die arbe, of course there is. Here you get cars, and here you don't. Zeg, car is de eerste baal, stam is het. Daar is de kamer, lekwidiache, laatste snee, jammer, 2 days. Kimesapkolon im obru bezden, choydish obru life. You have a subject, whether 2 days or not 2 days. So the difference is, in kippa, you keep 2 days, and tishbab, you don't. Says die gemore, dora, shrove, Tatius doesn't like Rashi Pshat because Tatius says no way do you fast in Kippur 2 days as well. And even though we find a few Meraim did, that was on basis, but not we don't Chachilah fast 2 days. So we're talking about other inyanim to do with the Tainus itself. If it's a suffix, if you have to, you don't have to. You make up by Tisha B'Av, you machbe by Yom Kippur. Second one, right? The daughter of Rabbi Dashan, Ubris, a pregnant woman, a manikus, a nursing mother, Miss Anna, they need to fast, Umashlima's boy, and they have to complete it. Kederech, she Miss Anna, she Mashlima, you can put him just like on Yom Kippur, all of the fast days, if they're pregnant or they're nursing, they don't have to fast. But on Tisha B'Av, they have to. They can have to fast. Ubein hashmosh shloy asa, and here it says Rava holds not like Shmuel that says the bein hashmosh is mutter, twilight is mutter, but actually it's asa. The chain omru mashmeid Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Yechonah, what that tishba of bein hashmosh is forbidden. Says the Gemara, me Amar Rabbi Yechonah, he did Rabbi Yechonah say that, but Rabbi Yechonah, say tishba of ainu ketan tibur. Rabbi Yechonah was made a comment that tishba is different than ketan tibur. My lab lechayde, in what sense, in what respect, le bein hashmosh is that what that a ketan tibur you have to fast bein hashmosh is, but in tishba you don't. Say, well, no, Limalacha. We're talking about Limalacha. That tiny tzibir, you're not allowed to do work, but a Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to work. Says the Gemara Malacha, you're allowed to work. Tanin, the meaning in the Mishnah, Mokim, Shinogu, Lash, Lach, Tisha B'Av. If you're allowed, the meaning is allowed to, you're allowed to. Well, Mokim, Shinogu, Shinogu, Lash, Ain, no, you don't do. But Philo Rashbag said that everybody wants to be like a Talmud Chacham. No, you have to say you should. The Loy Omar, Ella, the Chiyasi, the Loy Ovid, let me get you. All he's trying to say is, you don't look like arrogant. If everybody wants to be like a Talmud Chacham and not work at Tisha B'Av, nothing wrong with that. But Aval Mesa, Loy Asa, he never said they're not allowed to work at Tisha B'Av. No one says you're not allowed to work. It's only meaning. Ella my ain't the tiny tibur. So what do you mean not get tibur? Chayim means bein hashmashes. Where's no proof? Maybe means the tefillah nila. Tiny tibur you add a four davening called nila, and on Tisha B'Av you don't. Freidi Gemara, Baba Amar Rabbi Yechon, the same Rabbi Yechon himself clearly said in brachas or b'fai she is palal adam v'ahele kolayim kulay. Halavai we daven all day long. The Gemara that talks about if you're not sure if you said something in davening or not, you're suffering if you daven. Says Rabbi Yechon you should daven again because halavai is palal kolayim kulay. So Tesh already said Lachay is only talking about a suffix. But once you know that by a suffix you can daven again, then here says Ne'il is a nice thing to daven by Tainus, you can do by Tisha B'Av as well. Says the Gemara, Chilik is, you're right. Tisha B'Av, if you want to say Ne'il, you can. Hosam Chayba Hocharishus. By Yom Kippur, you have to say Ne'il. And Tisha B'Av, if you want to, you can. If you don't want, you don't have to. Tesis says no. By Tisha B'Av, it doesn't mean Rishus, it means Mitzvah. There's three levels. It's Chayv, Mitzvah, Rishus. Tisha, and all other Tanei Tzibur, it's a Chayv, you have to say Nila. On Tisha B'Av, it's a Mitzvah if you say Nila, but you don't have to. And all other days, it's only Rishus, if you want to. A whole year, it's only Rishus, because Alavai, you daven a whole year. Second one, right? The Bait, another Pshad is, Mike, what do you mean that Tisha B'Av is different Tanei Tzibur, but not regarding the twilight? But maybe twilight both of them you don't have to exclude. But what do you mean? There were 6 additional brachas of Shmoneser that you added on Tanei Tzibur, but on Tisha B'Av you didn't. It's not like the first Tanei. On the contrary, it's exactly like the last one. If it still didn't rain after the first set, there's a middle set, and the last set is the strictest of them all. And this has a dinim of the last set. Forget that you should not eat Bein HaShmoshes. Exactly what Rabbi Yechon said. You should not eat Bein HaShmoshes on Tisha B'Av. The Asur and the Asur. Meisav has a question. It says in the Braisa, ain't bein tishah b'av yibudim. Elo shezes sveike osa zeg muter. Same question before. L'cheda, what do you mean sveike muter? L'cheda, I'm talking about twilight. La bein hashmoshes shloi. What do you tell me, Rabbi Yechon, that you should not eat tishah b'av bein hashmoshes? It says clearly that the sveike is muter. And it sounds like, what do you mean sveike? Suffic, whether it's day or night. Twilight is called a suffic. And it sounds like then that's permitted. No. Amar av sheikh, like we said before, loy l'kvi liyach. Talking about what day of the month. You keep your way to Ashurim. You keep your fast 2 days, and tishah b'av you don't fast 2 days. But the twilight itself, you don't have to fast. Says the Gemara, twilight itself, maybe you do have to fast. Can't bring a proof from here. Says the Gemara, holochol dvarim zev zeshavim, but everything else, maybe they're the same. Misayeh, this will support Rabbi Elazar. Also loyla adam, it is forbidden for a person. She yoishit etzboi b'mayim b'tishah b'av. Not only you now take a bath on Tisha B'Av, you now even put your finger on Tisha B'Av, which is different than all other tanaisim. It's exactly like in Kippur. So we see that Tisha B'Av and Kippur are identical. B'tishah, kederach she'asul lahoishit etzboi b'kippurim. Just like you now put your finger in water on Yom Kippur. Meister, I'll ask you a question that says, Ain Bain Tishabar of the Taina Tibet. There's no difference between Taina Tibet, Ella. Shaze Osa Basias Malacha, he's not allowed to work. Veze Mutin Malacha, and Tishabar, you are allowed to work. It's only a minig not to. But you're allowed to technically work. Sounds like the Makishinogu, Holochol Divraim, in every other respect, Zevaze Shavin. You just said a minute ago that Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur, in what respect you now put your finger in cold water. And the Chayre, here it says that Tisha B'Av is like all other Tanaisim, and we know that regarding all other Tanaisim, you are permitted to put your finger in cold water. So if Tisha B'Av is similar to all other Tanaisim, you should be able to put your finger in cold water. What you're not allowed to do all other Tanaisim is immerse your entire body. There's no prohibition to wash your hands and face. And the Tishbav you're not allowed to, so Tishbav is different than all other Tanaisim. I'm going to pop a note. Tanya, when we say that Tishbav is similar to all other Tanaisim, we're talking about Kulik Tanya. We're talking about regarding the Kulis. There's no other Kula that you have by Tishbav, you don't have another Tanaisim regarding work. But these are Chumris. Tishbav has Chumris that the other Tanaisim don't have, and others have.
Thank you for listening to another one of our great recordings. We hope you enjoyed listening to this lecture and found it enriching and inspiring. To download and listen to many of our other recordings, please sign up today for a free membership via our website, www.jml.org.au.
Chumash Tishbav doesn't have. We're talking about the coolest that Tishbav has. Okay, we'll stop here. Continue tomorrow.